Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Boiling mad, that's the headline on an Irish Mirror story this morning. Kettles, fans, heaters, fridges and all other non-work related appliances will be banned in the public sector offices from the end of next week. It's all part of a government campaign to reduce energy use across the country. Well, I'm joined on the line by employment law specialist and partner at Hayes Solicitors, Breda O'Malley, and also by Phil Smith, physicist and engineer with UCD Discovery and Simply Science. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being with us. Breda, I'm going to start with you. Fergal Blaney, writing in the Mirror, has a quote from a senior member of staff, and they say this is absolutely ridiculous. They're treating us like children. It's all just pure optics. At the same time as they're dumping our fans and heaters in the hallway, they have the heating on all day, every day in those self-same hallways. So Breda, what rights does an employee have if they want to take issue with something like this, if you're told to plug out your toaster and take it home with you?
Yes. Good morning, Claire, and thanks for having me on. I would say at the outset that I haven't had sight of the circular itself. It's not readily available online. However, I have seen the Irish Mirror news story, and it does raise interesting issues. And while I won't comment on any particular employer, be it the government, for public or civil service or otherwise, I will share my views and insights from a legal perspective on that. And what I would say is, if I'm an employee amongst a group of employees impacted by this, what might I do about it? Well, I'd firstly, or at least if I was advising them, what would I suggest they do about it? I'd point them firstly to the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work regulations of 2007. And Section 18 of that regulation clearly provides that it is for the employer to ensure that suitable and adequate facilities for boiling water and taking meals are provided and maintained for the use of employees. So that it's not an optional extra, it's actually something that's legally mandated for an employer to do to ensure that there are facilities such as kettles and fridges so that employees can safely consume heated meals. And then if there's a scenario where an employer, for whatever reason, cannot provide those facilities, well, it must ensure that employees have reasonable access to those facilities. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's not within the remit of an employer to remove the kind of facilities that we are used to in the most rudimentary way, in the most basic work environments.
So, you know,
go ahead, Claire.
Bringing your food to work to save money, that's a big thing for people at the moment with the cost of living crisis. Does there have to be a safe way to store that food in a workplace?
Say absolutely. Like, from an, you know, and my starting point there again as a legal advisor to the employees is, if you are used to bringing, let's say, solid cold food in summer, food to be heated in winter time, and the alternative is that you go and buy it because you can't store it safely. If it's going to be in rooms at temperatures of 19 degrees and more over the working day while you're waiting to consume it, there's a risk that you'll be ill by the time you come to eat it. I think that's back to the point that employers, it's part of the safety, health and welfare at work arrangements, that employers must provide the facilities to ensure that people aren't getting sick by virtue of the consumables they have and they're not being stored correctly.
Where the employee might run into a problem is if they have a canteen facility or some sort of a kitchen facility, but they also have a sandwich toaster on their desk.
That
you mightn't have a leg to stand on there now.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, I think it is within the remit of an employer to say, look, toasters on desks or heaters under desks, etc., are outside of what's permissible. And that there is also regulation to govern that, because it's for an employer to ensure that whatever electricals are used in its workplace are safe, and they have to make sure that they're compliant. So that if everybody's just bringing in what they have, an employer is generally not going to have the resources to check, are they designed properly, constructed, installed, maintained, protected, used properly. So I think it's safer for an employer to come from the perspective of it providing the facilities, ensuring they're properly installed, maintained, and there being one rather than 60 toasters across the workplace. But this new circular, as it's described in the Irish Mirror, isn't around individuals being banned. It seems to be more around them being banned generally in the workplace. Now, as I say, I haven't seen the circular, so it might be that when the circular becomes available to us, that we realise that it's actually the individual's use of these, their own personal facilities that they're bringing to work, as distinct from employer-provided ones. But we'll have to wait and see.
On the temperature issue in an office, and this relates to someone who might have a little heater stashed under the desk, but we've seen the guidance on office temperatures
yes.
shouldn't fall below a certain level.
Yes.
Heating now shouldn't be set above a certain level.
Yes.
If those guidelines are breached, can a staff member say, I'm not putting up with this, I'm not allowed to have my heater under the desk, I'm absolutely freezing, I'm going home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, an employer is required as a matter of law to have temperatures at levels, and it's generally seen as around 19 degrees. There are variables to that, but it's for the employer to provide that work environment. And, you know, an employee has room to protest if that isn't met. However, it's not really the answer for an employee to say, I'm bringing my own heater. They can ask and they might be allowed, and fine if they are, but it is possible that an employer might say, look, I can't have everybody plugging in heaters all around the place, for the same reason as I mentioned about the kettles and the other facilities, that, you know, from a safety check perspective, they may not be up to standard. So an employer will be entitled to say to an employee, no, not your own heater, thank you. But in the same way, an employee can say to an employer, well, the temperature is way off here, what is recommended as the required temperature in a workplace, and it's an unsuitable work environment, and you're threatening my health, my safety, my welfare as a result of having, you know, significantly reduced temperatures.
Okay, well, Breida, stay with us because I want to bring in Phil Smith, our physicist and engineer who's on the line. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Claire.
So going back to that quote, which is in the Mirror today, saying that they're treating us like children at the same time as they're dumping our fans and heaters in the hallway. They have the heating on all day, every day. Is there a sense of false economy about this?
Yeah, completely. I mean, like, people aren't silly and they're not blind as well. I suppose this is, I mean, like, the timing of this strikes me very, like, COP27 is on at the moment. Like, it's almost like we need to do something. Let's do this and let's do it rashly. And I'm sure that probably hasn't happened, but it has that air of it. And people will see things as a whole. Like, you don't go into your office and look like this is the only reason that there's an environmental impact or this is an energy impact or a cost impact. You know, you work in an environment, you'll see everything together as a whole. So people would see, well, they're trying to save money this, but it's wasting, the lights are on all night, or like they say, the heating is on, and it's on during the summer, as happens in a lot of government buildings still at this stage when it doesn't need to be. And the one thing about this is actually, like, what they're saying on a whole makes sense. Like, if you have a centralized heating system that actually keeps everybody, from a legal perspective or a comfort perspective, at the right temperature or a comfortable temperature within the guidelines, then there's no need for these centralized heating systems, or sorry, individual heating systems. And it's far more efficient and less environmentally impactful to do that. But it has to be part of a holistic, as in the whole part of everything that they do within the building. It can't be just these individual small bits and make one change here and then have a cost somewhere else.
But that nice temperate system might take a while to get in place. It might be the ambition to do that in an environmentally friendly way. But at the moment, you're going to have pockets of an office, for example, that are absolutely freezing. And someone may say to their employer in a public sector building, I can't sit at that desk without my little blow heater at my feet. Do you accept that, or do you think that those types of heaters should be absolutely plugged out and taken home?
Well, they're incredibly efficient from an energy perspective, as in heating individual pockets. But I am not a horrid person, and I have feelings, and so do all of the people who work there. And I think that's one of the things that when we work in science or anything in engineering, it's not just about the cold, dead yes or no or the one or zero. There's compassion and empathy, and you need to think of what your stakeholders are in a situation. My wife is fantastic of saying there's no point in just pointing out problems, come with a solution. And I think that's the thing that comes with this. It's fantastic to see actually that the government is taking action. Like, we're always at them, do something about climate change, do something about our energy use. They're trying to do something. Let's see how we can do it better. That's how we can use the science and technology to say, OK, this part of the office is cold. There isn't an airflow here. We have experts all across Ireland in terms of heating, in terms of airflow, in terms of all of these things. In universities, we're training young people. Get them in, get people who are technicians in to actually kind of go, OK, let's see how we can do this better. How can we be more efficient and become an example? Like, it's a good thing to see the government doing things, but it needs to have this understanding that if you're saying to someone, you can't have a cup of tea, like, people are kind of react, kind of going, but like, that's my joy during the day. It gives me a break at 10:30 or whatever else it is. Mm-hmm. So providing a solution at the same time, but looking at the whole picture is a big thing.
It sounds to me as though you might think this as being a little bit like putting the cart before the horse.
Potentially, yes. But I mean, there's all of the thing is, though, you know, you have to start somewhere. You know, if everyone's ever trying to write something or create something, you know, you have to start somewhere. And also to not chastise in the sense of thing, like, failure is the biggest place where we learn things and go through. So I would definitely say, okay, look, let's try and get something like this in place, but come with solutions, come with a whole, you know, a raft of things. Maybe start this in trial in some government offices. Like, mm-hmm. maybe that's what they're trying to do. And then roll it out across Ireland.
And Phil, from energy use, what about an office that has one of those big, massive Berco water heaters for tea and coffee, and everyone should use that instead of having a few kettles around the place? Does that make sense from an energy perspective?
I'm going to say yes. It also depends on how you use it. Like, if you have it all the time, full whack going on, and it goes all the way, like, it has to be managed properly. And also depends on how you're using an individual kettle. Like, if someone has a small kettle and they're using just enough amount of water to boil it for their cup of tea that happens, as opposed to having a Berco on that's on all day that's not being used, it, you know, generally big things that heat everything together are more efficient. So if you have a large office, I would say potentially yes. If you have a smaller office when there's more intermittent breaks, smaller kettles will be more efficient. So there's not one correct answer. It's even for heating systems. Even Margie McCarthy from the SEAI was on Future Ireland last night talking about community heating systems. Mm-hmm. Like, even heating things centrally is far more efficient in a large than having lots of individuals usually.
Okay, Breida, we've had a statement in now from the Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, so I know you'll be listening intently to this. Electrical appliances such as kettles, coffee machines and fridges are not being banned in public sector offices. Staff canteens and kitchens will remain fully equipped with necessary appliances such as fridges, kettles, microwaves and toasters, etc. Now, that doesn't tell me that they're going to ban or not the individuals bringing in kettles at the desk. That seems to suggest you'll have access to a kettle and a fridge and a microwave, but not at your own desk.
Yes, I think to start where you started, Claire, in terms of people boiling mad in response to the article in the Mirror, I think the statement that you've received has clarified matters, and that says to me that as a government employer that they will be complying with their obligations to provide suitable and adequate facilities, and it is within their remit to say to individuals that we're not going to allow in our workplace individual kettles, toasters, etc., because you're not depriving people of the opportunity for, you know, suitable a place to boil water, to take their meals as is required. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that as an issue. I mean, ever before this recent government initiative around energy efficiency, I mean, I know of employers that were saying you can't charge your phone at work, and it wasn't an energy efficiency thing, it was a cost. Employers saying you can't use stationary at work. So there have often been these kind of initiatives. I would say they're more in the minority, but they are a feature, and there isn't a legal cause of action to not being able to bring my own kettle to work.
Yeah, getting a lot of messages about this. I work in a civil service office. We don't have a canteen service. We just have a large room with a Berco boiler, a microwave and a toaster, and that's for the use of over 200 staff. So again, this comes back to what Breida was saying earlier about it being suitable for the number of people working in the office. But here's Porrick in Leitrim. I've worked all my life driving a machine. I bring a flask of water and a lunchbox. What a load of nonsense about these people having kettles and toasters, etc. They're treated like children because they're acting like children. God bless them, if that's all they have to complain about. Porrick, thank you very much. Lots more messages coming in. But for now, Breida O'Malley and Phil Smith, thank you both for joining us. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.